and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off, take it off.
Hey,
yeah.
The way you move your body got me so turned up, right? Hey,
Sunday,
it's Friday.
Got me caught up in the moment.
Good morning. It's 6:15. Speaking of too hot and taking your clothes off, the Plan B Morning Show is now on OnlyFans. We'll tell you more about that later on. Right now, though,
yeah, that's right.
It is time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
It's hot.
It's hot. You got to take it off.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
You got another perverted story here. This is going to be a very sexual show this morning, I have a feeling. Everyone watch out. Just FYI. Hunter and I are going to get real dirty today. What this guy told the cops didn't make his actions any less legal, but it did make it a whole lot funnier. A 38-year-old guy in Pittsburgh named Kinsey Basco. It sounds like a made-up, like, Kinsey Basco here. He's facing charges for open lewdness and indecent exposure. Back in July, a police officer caught him pleasuring himself in a car while sitting in a gas station parking lot. His pants were down around his ankles, and he was watching porn on his phone. When the cops asked him what he was doing, he said he was just, quote, taking care of business.
Taking care of business.
Taking care of business.
Woo!
Taking care of business.
That's not what that song's about. Just an FYI.
No way did you just have that queued up.
Bro. I'm ready to go, buddy. He apologized to the cop and said he, quote, got carried away with himself. He'll have a preliminary hearing in January. This part is kind of creepy, though. It turns out Kinsey is a gymnastics instructor and was on his way home from work when he stopped at the gas station.
Dude.
The place where he works says he's highly respected and there's never been an issue. They claim his job had nothing to do with the business he was taking care of in his car, but he's on leave until they see how this trial
shakes out. Well, obviously there's never been an issue. If there's been an issue before, he probably wouldn't have been there in the first place.
Look, buddy. Okay. You know? Anybody listening right now, I know when you're out and about sometimes, maybe there's a stiff breeze or something strikes your mind. And you feel a little frisky. Yeah, stiff breeze, all right? Maybe you're wearing some cotton shorts and no
underwear.
Just
don't drop trowel and rub one out
there.
Exactly.
Right, puppy.
Dude, you're gonna end up, you don't want to be on that list. You don't want to be in that jail cell for that amount of time.
No,
it's just not a good thing.
Because, look, just wait till you get home. Do it in your garage, okay? Like, I mean, I get it, all right? We all been horned up before. But it's just the amount of stories I read about people just doing, taking care of business.
Taking care of business.
In the parking lots of establishments and outside of restaurants. I mean, just stop it.
Here's the thing. We all do it. You know?
Yeah.
We've all participated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, you just got to pick and choose where you do it.
Yeah.
You're right, Brock. At any given point, dude, something can happen.
Yeah.
You get that stiff breeze. You're
ready to go.
Something.
Yeah.
Dude, whoa.
That doesn't mean that you go out to your car and you...
Yeah. Taking care of business.
Don't do it.
Taking care of
Do it at home. Take care of your business at home, okay?
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I work here down in my basement by myself.
I swear to God, if I hear a... I'm going to be very upset with you, Hunter.
Woo! Taking care of business.
All right. Stop taking care of business in public, for God's sakes. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.